Chapter 27. I tried to hold my breath, but it didn't help. The foul odor of the rising fog seemed to seep into my skin. Across the room, I saw Kara cup a hand tightly over her nose and mouth. Her dark eyes grew wide in fright. She waved her other hand frantically, trying to fan the smelly fog away from her. I choked on it. My eyes started to burn. I closed them, felt hot tears seep down my cheeks. When I opened my eyes, I couldn't see Kara anymore. The fog had grown too thick. I could see Count Nightwing's purple cape, dark inside the mist. Then it disappeared too. And I was alone. Alone inside a thick, billowing cloud. I dropped to my knees, covered my face with both hands. I tried not to breathe. I could taste the foul mist on my tongue. How long did I kneel there? I'm not sure. But when I finally opened my burning eyes, the fog was fading. Count Nightwing's purple cape came back into view as the mist lowered itself to the floor. And I saw Kara across the room, shielding her face with one arm. The fog continued to melt away. The room came back into focus. And I realized I was staring at an air hockey game. I blinked several times. A pool table stood in the center of the room. Pool table? Air hockey? Kara came running over to me, her dark eyes flashing with excitement.
We're back, Freddy, she cried happily. We're back in your basement.
Yes, I cheered. I pumped both fists in the air.
Yes!
I staggered across the room and hugged the air hockey game. Then I kissed the wall. I actually kissed the wall.
We're back! We're back!
Kara chanted, jumping up and down.
The vampire breath. It brought us back to your house, Freddy.
No!
I turned to see Count Nightwing toss back his head in a long, angry wail. He swirled his cape behind him, then clasped his hands into tight fists.
No, no, this can't be happening, he cried hoarsely.
Kara and I huddled together as the vampire advanced on us.
I don't want to be here, he declared. I must go back. I must find my fangs. Without my fangs, I will not survive. I will perish.
He rose up over us. His eyes burned angrily down at us. His dry lips quivered. He stretched out his cape as if to trap us inside it.
I must go back, he rasped. Where is the vampire breath? Where is the blue bottle?
My eyes glanced quickly around the room. No sign of it.
It didn't come back with us,
Kara announced. The old vampire tossed back his head in another angry wail. Then, raising his cape even higher, he swooped down to attack us. Kara and I staggered back against the pool table. The vampire moved quickly, wrapping his heavy purple cape around us both. We were trapped, nowhere to move. Then suddenly the cape slid off. Count Nightwing took a step back. His mouth dropped open in surprise. I followed his gaze and saw Mom and Dad hurrying into the basement.
Mom! I cried. Dad, look out! He's a vampire! He's a real vampire!